ראי סמגינו תפה, כשיעד הגבר פרוות השם כאין ארפה לא שגישון לתפסו מסיבון להדריק נר של שבת. מוען שמקים פרופה, להדריק נר של שבת, אחד איש, וואדה זה מייל אותי מוכל בית מכלס. וגם ביונת צריך לבוא את ההדריק נר של יונת, וביונת תבוסו עם מקר ההדריק נר של יונת, וביונת כאין ארפה שבת, תצא איש של שבת של יונת. יום כיפר, ולא יש שבת, יש איש שאומר לא יבר, פעם לכאן הרישות, זה דיפה מנהוגם וואדה זה מקר פרופה, and the neighbors of Yom Kippur, if it's not Shabbos also. And Shavua says, what happens in a case where in those days we used to have a chuppah on Erev Shabbos, and the woman doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah, because maybe she still has to do some malachas, preparation of the chuppah. So he says, you should light without a bracha before the chuppah, and then when it's getting dark, she should cover, put her hands in front of the candles and make the bracha. In other words, you're pushing off the bracha too much later. And so here show here that the Kabbalah Shabbos is only after the bracha is made. This is the case, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to light the candle. Another Eisa is, if it's already Bein HaShemoshes and if it just finished the chuppah, so you can't light itself, but you can ask if the goy to light, because since it's a tough mitzvah, you have to tell the goy to do it. And even so, there are achreinim that say, right, you can make a bracha. Now here's a very big kiddush. Why is it a big kiddush? Because the goy is lighting, I'm making bracha, I didn't do that. The second question is also, if you listen, if you ask an hour beforehand, it's like you make a bracha an hour later. If it's Friday, now it's already been a shmoshes. I can say that you want to have a not now, beforehand. So the nice machine would say is a better ace in such a situation, that you can make it, she can make the bracha, make a condition that she won't be makabel Shabbos right away. So here there's a need for the chuppah, so we rely on the staff. You shouldn't make this condition, but here's an important story. If somebody can't light their own candles and ask another Jew to light for them, in that case, I've heard him say that the one who lights it is the one who can draw. And the Ramah says, Yesh Misha Oimel, Shemavokim Koyvim Adlocha. There's the one thing that says that you make the bracha before the Adlocha, because you always make the bracha before the mitzvah. Yesh Misha Oimel, Shemavokim Adlocha. Because if you make the bracha before the Adlocha, then you're ready to make Kabbalah Shabbos, and then you won't be able to light. And Yom Tov is the Machloek, it has to do with some, the Magen Rum says, you do the same as Shabbos. No, most Achloekim say the other way around. There's no problem of lighting on Yom Tov, so just make the bracha and then light. And light, the Ramah says, Gedeshi Oivalat Yosha. We're talking about, once again, that it lit, and afterwards, making the bracha. Lo Yehenu Yimenad Asa Bracha, Mesim Yodos Mei, and then Achash Adloka Mavokim. The woman lights the candles, doesn't look at them, puts her hand in front of the candles, and then afterwards takes away, and she makes the bracha, and after the bracha she takes away her hand, and by doing so, the bracha was in some way before she was nended from the candles. And that's the ninig to be mekayim, this issue of making the bracha beforehand, not making the bracha before the actual lighting, but making the bracha before she looks at the candles.